Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Stephanie Spray and Kevin Holterman about the Steve Spray dedication at the Indianola Country Club Monday. Indianola Country Club held a dedication ceremony today for Steve Spray, renaming the drive-in lane as Steve Spray Lane. First of all, what did that mean to you to be able to come here and see that as part of the family?
So, my dad, Steve, loved Indianola. He grew up here as a child, and Indianola Country Club is where he first fell in love with the game of golf. And so to come back here after his passing and to see that the club here honored my dad in such a special way has just been a blessing. I am so honored and touched by what the people of Indianola Country Club have done in order to show this kind of dedication to my father and his legacy. It's amazing.
Well, speaking of that, I think there was members of the community, there was old, I'm assuming, compatriots of your dad's and golfers who came and played the course. What was it like kind of seeing everybody come back to honor your dad?
Oh, it was wonderful. I got to meet a lot of these people that I might have met. I lived in Indianola when I was a child until I was about 5 years old. And then my dad was playing on the tour at that time. He played on the professional PGA tour from before I was born until I was around 9 or 10. So about 13 years he played on the tour. And after my little brother was born, my mom felt like she wanted to move back to Albuquerque where she had family as well to help care for the two kids while my dad was out on the tour. So it was really neat to come back to town and hear all these wonderful stories about my dad when he grew up, and about a lot of them knew me from when I was a kid, so that was fun as well. I heard stories from just fun, everyday high school kind of stories to stories about when they were able to go out and watch him play in a professional event. One of the things that I don't know if people realize, but when my dad played on the tour, it was very difficult back then to be a touring pro because you had to travel from city to city. You had to drive, you know. So your goal was to be able to play golf on Saturday and Sunday. So you wanted to make the cut, right? And if you made the cut on Saturday and Sunday, then you were guaranteed a spot the next week. But if you didn't make the cut, then you had to drive to get to the next town to be able to try out on Monday in order to qualify to play in that week's golf tournament. So every week, his big goal was to always make the cut and to qualify so that he could keep playing. But whenever he would play well and they would interview him and they would talk to him about, you know, where he came from or whatnot, he would always reference Indianola, Iowa. I'm from Indianola. I grew up and played golf at Indianola Country Club. It always brought him such pride to say he was from Indianola. So today for them to honor him in this way is like full circle, but it's just such an amazing day. I am blown away by so many different things that this group of people at the club did to put together for this event. And also, like you mentioned, I met the people from Simpson College were there today, and I met the mayor, and the governor signed a proclamation, as well as the mayor stating today is Steve Spray Day. So it is beyond my wildest dreams what this small town did for my dad.
Commemoration and dedication here today for Steve Spray Lane at the Indianola Golf and Country Club. First of all, what did it mean to see the amount of support come out, as well as just the overall event?
I think it's good indication. We have 100 people here, you know, commemorating a gentleman that had a prestigious career, started here at Indianola, lived several years in St. Louis, but, you know, having a lot of his family members, friends drive up from St. Louis and just, you know, be here in his honor is a great honor for Steve.
When you talked about during the speech a little bit, growing up and playing at this course, what do you think that means to the club to be able to say that we've grown from where it was when he was here, but also has that roots still.
You know, again, I, for any club in Iowa to say they have a PGA member is an honor. To say that you have a PGA winner, someone who actually won out on the PGA Tour, it's a huge distinction for our club and one we need to embrace. And it's for that young man that's out on the driving range knowing that it can happen.
We'll talk a little bit about the support from a lot of different organizations. I know this wasn't just the Indianola Country Club here today. This was a team effort putting this on.
Yeah, we've had a committee that stepped up when the idea came about that we need to honor Steve and leave a legacy here for him. A lot of members stepped up and said they would be a part of that, from getting the sign, placing the sign, you know, planning this event. There's a lot of hours that goes in just to make sure it is a meaningful event to the family, and I would like to thank all of them for their hard work and hours.
All right, well, how can people come and enjoy the sign? And I know it's right out in front there, but talk a little bit about that aspect.
Absolutely. Just come to the Indianola Country Club. As you pull in off of Country Club, you'll see the sign right there at the entrance. And again, please come and check out the sign. And if you haven't been to the Indianola Country Club, come check it out. And Steve, I know, would be proud.
Thanks to Stephanie Spray and Kevin Halterman for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.